USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
46 migrants were found dead in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio, Texas on Monday. Law enforcement officials said 16 others, 12 adults and 4 children, were taken to local hospitals with heat-related injuries. Police Chief William McManus.
A worker who works in one of the buildings up here behind me heard a cry for help, came out to investigate, found a trailer with the doors partially open, opened them up to take a look, and found a number of deceased individuals inside.
The U.S. military is reporting a drone strike in Syria's Idlib province killed a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned terrorist group on Monday. Abu al-Yemeni, a senior leader for Haras al-Din, was traveling alone on a motorcycle at the time of the strike. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Air travel continues to be very weak and unreliable in America.
Flight cancellations are soaring with no signs of letting up. This ahead of the July 4th holiday weekend, when the TSA is expecting 11 million passengers to fly. The federal government and the airlines are blaming each other for the issues. The FAA threatened action against the airlines if they can't meet consumer protection standards, while the airlines say the FAA has not properly staffed air traffic control centers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Transportation Safety Board will be arriving in Mendon, Missouri, about a two-hour drive northeast of Kansas City, Tuesday morning to begin an investigation into the cause of an Amtrak train that derailed Monday. At least 3 people have perished. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tweeted Monday that the Federal Railroad Administration staff are en route to support the investigation. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The largest private landowner in California is closing its forests to the public indefinitely beginning on July 1st. Sierra Pacific Industries, one of the biggest lumber companies in America, owns over 2 million acres of forested land across California, Washington, and Oregon. The company, which is headquartered in Anderson, California, says the public can usually use the land for hiking, permitted fishing, hunting, and cross-country skiing. But starting Friday, they're cutting all that off due to extreme drought and wildfire conditions. Former Washington State football coach Joe Kennedy on Newsmax shortly after his prayer victory at the Supreme Court.
Well, this morning it was a mixed emotions. It's like, what is really happening? And it totally has not settled all the way in, but it's a big sigh of relief knowing that the hard part's over and we can all move forward now.
Mr. Kennedy's special counsel, First Liberty Institute's Hiram Sasser Esquire.
Yeah, look, it was really tough. I mean, we had to lose, I think, 5 times before we finally arrived at the Supreme Court. It's been 7 years of a lot of litigation. And ultimately, we ended up with an opinion that sounds a lot like our initial demand letter from 7 years ago. But hopefully, we'll be able to, meet with the school district, get all the remaining issues resolved, and get Coach back on the field this fall.
My name is Lance Pry, USA Radio News.